Hello, everyone. This is your favorite person, Seashell, here. And today I wanted to focus on how do you understand and appreciate and celebrate the best moment in your life? Like, can you narrow it down to really one moment in life? I found this hard to do because I'm very proud of a lot of things that I have done, and it's so important to focus on and reflect on those things that you have done, the things you have overcome. Celebrate your accomplishments as much as possible, because it really does help keep you grounded, and it helps to remind you that you're on the right path, that you're doing the right things, and that, you know, you should be proud of things that and how far you have come. Even though you might not have gotten to, you know, certain things or realized certain goals or dreams, you should really be thankful and be happy about where you are in life right now. And if you're not happy with where you are in life right now, then, you know, take the opportunity to really start celebrating the small differences and figure out, like, what you can do to make those a little bit bigger. I think that will definitely help you get on your way. But to really just focus in on, like, one of your biggest key moments, one of your biggest accomplishments in your whole entire life, it's a lot to summarize into one great thing. And when I think through my life, I'm so proud of, like, several things, like, you know, becoming a mom. Like, that's huge accomplishment. And graduating from school, and getting the job that I had, and, you know, just all the things that I have been able to do in my life, I'm so proud of. But if I had to narrow it down, if you were to ask me just one thing to focus on in my life that I'm proud of, I would have to say that it's my resiliency. No matter what obstacles come my way, or, you know, situations, any type of decisions that I've had to make, any type of situations that I've landed myself into, whether good or bad, I have always been able to get up on my feet and look back at the situation and make steps to improve forward. And it's definitely resiliency. It's like when you're a child and you fall on the ground and you scrape your knee, you know, it doesn't kill you. You get up, you ask mommy to put something on that knee, and, you know, you put a Band-Aid on it, and after a while you forget all about it, you keep moving. And sometimes it doesn't even leave a scar. So that's the thing that I'm most proud of in my life. It's like, things have happened. I've fallen down and I got back up. And while it was hard and it hurt and there was pain and I didn't feel the best, I still got up and I smiled, and I knew that the pain was eventually going to go away. And if it didn't go away, I knew that I could forgive myself for, you know, being in this position, even if I wasn't the one that put myself in it. You know, I was able to get up and keep moving, stay strong, and, you know, just be super diligent of everything that is going on around me in the future. It really does help you when you kind of take the time and take a moment to look through and see what happened and make your steps so that you don't let it happen again. Like, how often do people go through a situation, have something happen in the situation, and then get up and do the same exact thing once again? I don't think people intentionally do that, because you don't want to go through situations where, you know, you don't feel so great during that process. So I'm super proud of the way that I can just, you know, get up, keep moving, bounce back, do what I need to do to, you know, keep it going. And so when you think about yourself in those situations or in anything in life, like, what are you most proud of? I really want you to think about this. Like, if you could just look at one event in your life or one characteristic in your life, if you can't think of one thing, like a summary of one thing that has been consistent in everything that you have achieved. And that's what I just did. Like, I was just thinking through all of these situations. Even one of the biggest moments that I'm just so proud of is, like I said, becoming a mom. There were stresses that I had to deal with when becoming a mother. I had preeclampsia. I was going through a terribly stressful time in my life. It caused so much stress that they had to induce my pregnancy, and, you know, I had to have my baby, and she was premature. And I kind of look back on that moment sometimes and wish that I could have had a more enjoyable pregnancy. That, you know, and don't get me wrong, the actual process of carrying her was beautiful, and I really do love that, and I will always hold on to that moment. But the part that I wish could have changed was the factors that were surrounding me. There were a lot of things going on around me during that time that just put on extra stress. And you know, when people are pregnant, they say that you really have to make sure that you're taking care of that person who's pregnant. You know, you make sure they're fed, you make sure there's no stress, you make sure you move and let them sit down if there's a crowded place. Like, they're just, you know, decencies, human decencies that you do when someone is pregnant. And during my pregnancy, there was not a lot of care surrounding me during that time. There was, like, a lot of just added stress to my plate. And, you know, I just wish that it wouldn't have happened. However, I gracefully went through the process. I learned from that process. I was able to deliver a very healthy baby. And she's, you know, just fine today. And I love her. And I'm so excited to be a mom. But that took super resiliency for me to be able to keep going. There was a time where I was about to die in the process of giving birth to her. And I was able to overcome that. I was in intensive care after the delivery because of the stress and everything that's going on in my body. I drove myself to a very high blood pressure. There was a lot they had to do to restore me as the person giving birth. So I thank God that I'm still here and that I was able to survive all of that. And, you know, that's exactly where I'm saying, when you think about all of the things that you have accomplished, what's the one consistent thing that keeps happening? And to me, the one consistent thing is my resiliency. I still get up, even though I might be knocked down, even though things may physically happen to me or mentally happen to me or spiritually happen to me that break me, I'm still able to get up at the end of the day, keep moving, and, you know, do what I need to do to get up and keep going. So as you begin to think about yourself and things that you're most proud of throughout your life, I really want you to think about that one constant. If you can't narrow down one particular moment in your life that you have accomplished and you felt so great about, think about, you know, just one consistent thing that happens in every accomplishment, everything that you're proud of. What's that one consistent theme that happens in all of those accomplishments. You should do that. I think it's really going to help you focus in on your life and all the things that you have accomplished. And it's really going to help you feel proud and feel good about who you are and what you bring to the world. Once again, I thank you so much for listening and joining me on these topics. I hope they're very helpful to you, and I look forward to coming back really soon to share even more. Have a great day.